Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:14 on this Tuesday morning, final day of April. May knocking on the door, and then after May, you know what happens. It's June 1st, hurricane season. But let's not run too fast. 86 for a high today. Some fog hanging around. Not as humid today, but boy, it'll be back tomorrow. Highs of 86, humid. 84 for a high Thursday, first day of the second weekend of Jazz Fest. That's when the Stones will be there. Highs of 84, 20% chance for showers, 40% chance for rain. Friday, highs of 82. Then hot and humid throughout the weekend, second weekend of Jazz Fest. First weekend of May, as it always is. Highs of 86, but for the most part dry, which is good. Let's talk about the economy. Greg McBride joins us, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you.
Is the economy in a good shape or bad shape? Because I'm trying to figure it out, and I guess it depends on who you're talking to, right?
Yeah, it does depend on who you're talking to. I mean, broadly speaking, the economy's in good shape. I mean, we've got unemployment below 4% for almost 2.5 straight years, and that's the longest since the 1960s. The economy is continuing to grow. I think even the economy is stronger than I think the first look of economic growth for the first quarter gave us last week. I mean, you look below the surface, there were some indicators of strength in terms of consumer spending, even imports, which is a drag on the GDP growth. That indicates strong domestic demand because people are buying things. So yeah, I think the economy is in solid shape, but household budgets are really strained. People continue to feel the effects, not just of inflation, but high prices. Even moderating inflation does little when prices have already jumped 20 or 25% over the last two or three years.
Yeah, it seems like an analogy would be if you're 20 feet underwater, it's like, well, you're not sinking anymore, but you're still 20 feet underwater, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of households, and I mean, millions of households, have run down the excess savings they had built up during the pandemic and increasingly have had to lean against credit to bridge the gap. And so we've seen credit card debt rising, more people carrying balances for longer periods of time, and doing so when credit card rates are at a record high. And I mentioned unemployment being as low as it is. So people aren't financing purchases at 20% interest because everything's wonderful. That's a pretty clear sign of the strain that millions of households are currently feeling.
So since I'm on an analogy roll here, would it be accurate to say that we're building stuff, but it's on a foundation that's real hollow?
I think it's more of a kind of a K-shaped economy in the sense that, like the letter K, one leg is up, one leg is down. So the fortunes of some continue to improve, whereas the fortunes of others are not. And so if you look at, say, the top 25 or 30% of households from an income or wealth perspective, they're doing fine. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of the discretionary spending is coming from. But 60% of U.S. households live paycheck to paycheck, and that's where it's really, really tight. And yes, spending is strong because things cost more. They're not buying more. They're just paying more to get the same necessities. And so there's not a lot of discretionary spending there. And when the discretionary spending happens, that's where the debt comes in. I mean, we have found in surveys that we've done, there's a pretty significant willingness to take on debt for things like vacation or just other discretionary purchases because the necessities are otherwise, really soaking up all the income that comes in.
So I guess another factor of this is complicating whatever you can call it circumstance. Those that are doing well have money to save, so they're making more because the interest rates are higher. Those that are not doing well have to finance things, and the interest rates are higher, so it makes their hole even deeper.
Well, the thing about interest rates, it's like an accelerator or a brake on the economy. And right now, with high interest rates, it's pressing on the brake pedal, the idea being slow down the economy and get inflation under control. Because it's inflation that's really killing everybody. Mm-hmm. Those high household, stressed household budgets and people going into debt, it's because of high prices and the strain that's put on the household budget. So you get inflation under control, let income kind of catch up to where prices have gone so that households can feel the same kind of buying power that they felt, in 2019 or first part of 2020, then we get to a more sustainable level where people are not going into debt just to meet the necessities where, they're able to build up savings, those type of things. So, yes, the higher interest rates do put a strain on those that are out looking to borrow or those that have variable rate debt. But by some token, that's by design because the idea is to slow down the economy enough to get inflation under control.
And I guess what I don't understand, Greg, just from an everyday guy on the street perspective, is if salaries have to catch up with prices, well, then everything still stays at an inflated level, right? I don't understand how any of this goes back to where it was.
It doesn't go back to where it was, and that's a key point. When we talk about getting inflation under control, we're not talking about prices going back to where they were in 2021. We're just talking about them not going up as fast as they have been. And so the goal is 2% inflation, which means prices go up at a roughly 2% pace per year. And in that case, nobody really notices because income growth tends to run higher than that, closer to 4%. And so that's where people have more buying power with their paychecks. And so it's going to take a while to get back there simply because if you think of it as a foot race, inflation, got out of the starting blocks and ran ahead. Well, now income is running faster than inflation, but there's still that gap that has to be closed. And so once that gap is closed, that's when household buying power reverts to something that it was before the spike in inflation. That's when people will start to feel a little bit better and they'll start to see some progress in terms of that paycheck going further than it has.
The Fed is supposed to operate in an apolitical atmosphere, right, where they're just looking at numbers, crunching numbers. That's all they do and react to?
Yes, exactly. They've got their dual mandate is maximum employment and price stability. Well, we've done, you can check the box on maximum employment with, unemployment as low as it is. It's the price stability that's really the focus. They got to get inflation back to 2%. And if that means a little bit of pain in getting there, they've voiced a willingness to do that. But, the key is getting inflation back to 2%. And that's why interest rates have gone up as high as they have been. And that's why they're going to stay there until they're comfortable that inflation's going back to 2%.
Let me take a break. We come back. I want to make this apolitical if I can. So, I don't want to name any names or anything else. Let's talk about what a candidate can do, what the next president can do, whomever the next president can do, what can be done to change things, either adopting a new policy or sticking with the same policies to make it better for people who that 60% or 70% that are struggling to make ends meet. We're talking to Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. We're talking about the Fed wait-and-see mode until inflation drops more, and it's not just about the 70% because you also have to make sure that the economy keeps going. That brings us to 401ks. That brings us to Wall Street. It's complicated. More when we return. 621 Traffic Now, WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
6:25, talking to Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate, about the Fed and their targeted inflation rate of 2.0, and now it's at 3 point something, right, Greg? 3.6 again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, depending on which numbers you look at, high threes. So still a ways to go to get down to 2%. I mean, a big improvement from what had been a peak of over 9%. But, you know, sometimes the last mile is the hardest.
Now, how did they settle upon 2? Because I thought the norm was like 3 or something. Where are we at there? 2 point something?
Well, it's been 3 because we've had periods of high inflation. But if you look back, I mean, you think back like to the 70s and early 80s when inflation was really high. That's kind of pushed the average rate of inflation up over time. But if you look back at the history where we've had sustained, long and sustained periods of economic expansion, low unemployment, growth in household buying power, the one common ingredient for all of that is very low inflation, modest inflation. You don't want it too low because you don't want what's called deflation, where prices are falling. Sounds good, but it's an economic death spiral. So, but low, very modest inflation that businesses and consumers can plan around, that has been a consistent ingredient whenever we've had long and sustained periods of economic expansion. So, that's the theory of getting, that 2% target. There's been some questions of, well, should they change it to 3? Mm-hmm. Well, moving the goalposts, I don't think is going to be the answer. I mean, we discussed in the last segment how the impact that high inflation has had on household budgets and buying power, consumer buying power has suffered, and people are really feeling it. I mean, you look at consumer sentiment measures, they're at recession levels, despite the fact that we've had almost 2.5 years of unemployment below 4%. The first time since the late 60s. So, that 2% target is important. And it might be a little bit painful to get there, but the ultimate benefits to the economy and consumer financial well-being are certainly well worth it.
And then I guess the targeted inflation rate gets subject to inflation, because then 3 becomes 3.5, becomes 4, and then we're right back where we started. Let me ask you about administration, whatever president, whoever happens to be president after the election in November and the inauguration in January. What can whomever is president do to change any of this?
I don't know that there's a lot they can do to make it better, but there's a lot they can do to make it worse. You and I've been talking about the Federal Reserve and raising interest rates to get inflation under control. But at the same token, one of the contributors to these high interest rates that we've seen, is the high level of government spending and high level of government borrowing. The more the government spends, the more the government has to borrow. Well, that borrowing has really freaked out bond investors a couple times, and we've seen bond yields spiking way up. So, you know, one of the reasons we've got mortgage rates well over 7% right now, it's not just that the Fed has pushed short-term rates up to 5.5%. It's the fact that, you know, there's been an unexpectedly large amount of government debt issuance. When there's a lot more debt that, you know, supply and demand, when there's a lot more supply of government debt, you know, the price goes down. So the price that investors are willing to pay goes down. That means the government has to pay a higher rate of interest in order to get all that debt absorbed. And so that's been a contributing factor. So I think there's not a whole lot of talk. There's certainly no desire in Congress to rein in spending, but that has been a consistent contributor to, you know, where we are over the last 2-3 years in terms of the rate of inflation. It's been stoking demand at the same time that the Federal Reserve's been raising rates to try to rein it in.
I don't know if you're a football fan. You know, the quarterback gets a lot more credit than they deserve, a lot more blame than they deserve, and it just seems in this instance people are trying to pin all of their hopes on this election, whether they're for candidate A or candidate B, thinking that everything's going to change, when in fact it's Congress that spends money, not the president, right?
Well, yeah, the system has checks and balances, right? So, you know, there's not, you know, anyone that kind of rules the checkbook. You know, the president has veto power, but, let's face it, whether you're president or in Congress, your job security is effectively a popularity contest. And the idea of I'm going to spend somebody else's money on you sounds really good to
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Yep, and it's you know, I even had a theory on that. I was asking the other day, Jordan Fiegel, our producer, I'm watching one of the Sunday morning shows, and I know this is not in your wheelhouse, but it would seem like if this presidential election is getting down to certain counties or here parishes in this state or certain precincts, not that this state's in play, it seemed to me, if I'm in Congress, I'm flooding that district with federal money so that if people vote their politics or rather their pocketbooks, then they're happy, and that could sway the presidential election, but maybe I'm overthinking it. Greg, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You have a good day. All right, Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. We'll come back, talk with Robert Ross, a professor of political science at Boston College, associate with Center for Chinese Studies at Harvard. Just because it's not on the front page, don't think China's gone away. They continue to be a huge adversary, and we'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.